This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 391 for Friday, May 12th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing some weakness on Friday morning to go along with mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed are slightly lower, while Malaysian palm oil is higher. Crude oil is up on speculation the United States could start refilling its strategic petroleum reserve this summer. The Canadian dollar is down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract is down $1.80 per ton at $722.30, while the November canola contract is down $3.20 per ton at $698.90. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is higher, as the trade awaits the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly world supply demand estimates, which will be released at 11 a.m. Central Time. The report will also reveal the first production estimates for the new crop year. The trade is estimating U.S. corn production for the 2023-24 marketing year to be 15.14 billion bushels on average, with a 180.8 bushels per acre yield, with carryout anywhere between 1.88 to 2.5 billion bushels. World new crop corn carryout is projected to be 295 to 327 million tons. For old crop, U.S. carryout is expected to be between 1.27 to 1.48 billion bushels, while world carryout is estimated to be 295.4 million tons on average. Brazil's CONAB raised the country's old crop corn production estimate to 125.4 million tons, while the USDA may lower Argentina's crop by 2 million tons to 34.9 million. The July corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.82. New crop soybean production in the U.S. is estimated on average to be 4.5 billion bushels by the trade ahead of today's USDA report. However, new crop soybean ending stocks may be anywhere between 228 and 371 million bushels, with the average at 292 million. For old crop, the average estimate for carryout is 215.8 million bushels, while global soybean carryout is projected to be 99 million tons. CONAB raised Brazil's soybean production figure to a record-breaking 154.8 million tons, while the USDA is projecting Argentina's crop to be 24.2 million. The July soybean contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.98. The trade is expecting U.S. new crop wheat output to be 1.81 billion bushels on average, with new crop wheat carryout to be 607.7 million bushels on average. Global wheat ending stocks are estimated to be 259.6 million tons. For old crop, U.S. wheat carryout is slated for 602.3 million bushels. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.43. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 24 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.65. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.46. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, May 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.